Hey, this is Leo for Actualized.org, and in this video, we're going to talk about time management. All right, so let's talk about time management. And by time management, I really mean, how do we get you more sanity around your schedule? How do we get more time for you to do the things that you want to do, get you feeling less stressed, less hectic? How do we do that? I think that one of the biggest challenges that I see out there in our modern world, and this is one of the biggest issues that people come to me with coaching, that I coach people on, is that they don't have enough time in the day to do everything that they want to do. People are so frazzled, they're so overwhelmed, running around with a million things on their plate, doing all this stuff. Sometimes they're so busy that they'll pay me for coaching. They'll pay me a lot of money to coach them, and they won't even have time to take a one-hour phone call to get coached, which is just ridiculous. So how do we actually work around this problem? How do we get more time? How do we get sanity around our schedules? I'm sure that if you are working in any kind of serious career, then you're having a lot of stress around managing your schedule, finding enough time to do everything you want to do, especially if you're trying to balance your schedule with also your family life. Maybe you've got kids, you've got obligations at home, you've got other stuff you're doing, you've got hobbies, you've got the gym. So how do you make it all fit into a 24-hour day and not drive yourself nuts and make it all sustainable? All right, so I'm going to give you some very deep but simple wisdom. I want you to not just discount it, all right? It's important because this is the answer. This is the key. But a lot of people will discount this and say, that makes sense, but what's better? And they go and they try to look for something else. The problem here is not for you to find out how to be more efficient. I'm not trying to jam more into your schedule. That is the wrong paradigm to be coming at. If you're coming at this whole time management thing from the paradigm of how do you optimize your schedule, how do you cram a little bit more in, how do you get everything locked tight, that's the wrong paradigm to be coming from. And you've probably been coming from that paradigm for a while now, because that's a traditional way to do time management, to do productivity improvement, and you've probably realized that it doesn't work. It doesn't really work. Here's what actually works. This is the solution. Do you want to know what it is? It's pretty simple. Stop doing stupid shit. That's the bottom line. That's what it takes to do proper time management. You have to buy into this idea. You have to, first of all, admit that you're doing a lot of stupid shit right now. Am I right? How much stupid shit do you have on your schedule? Ask yourself, really, how much stupid shit you have on your schedule. It's not about doing more. Life is about doing less. What I want you to do after you finish watching this video is I want you to really sit down and ask yourself, what are my priorities? What is really, really important? And what are the things that I'm doing that are not important? Because this whole efficiency paradigm that I've been running on, this whole idea that I can jam a little bit more in there, is not going to work. All it's going to do is going to make me more stressed, more frantic, and it's not going to get me to ultimately where I want to go. Instead, I'm going to use a new paradigm. And the new paradigm that I'm going to use is the minimalist paradigm. That means what you do is you sit down and you get very, very methodical with all the different activities and commitments that you have in your life. And you sit down and you get really critical about them, and you start to ask yourself, is this really essential? Is this essential to my life? What is it really adding to my life? Because right now you've got a lot of stuff that you're doing in your life that's not really adding very much. It's not producing a lot of satisfaction. It's not producing a lot of joy and happiness and love, and it's not even producing a lot of financial success for you. It's basically doing nothing. It's a distraction. It's wasting your time. But you have very good reasons for why you're doing it. Because you've always done it in the past, or because you think you need it, or because you think someone's going to reject you if you stop doing something, or if you pull out of some commitment. Well, the trick is to start pulling yourself out of commitments and to only make commitments to those things that are absolutely critical and essential to your life. The things that you do in your life have to line up with your highest values, and everything else you have to drop off the map. Forget about it. How nice would your life be if just you were doing 3 or 4 things for your whole week, just 3 or 4 things that were really contributing to what you want your life to be about? Maybe they were contributing to your awesome career, or they were contributing to your finances, or they were contributing to your family life, or to some special relationship that you have. And everything else was just off the radar. You could just drop it and forget it. This is ultimately where you want to get to. This is where you want to be. And to do this is not easy, because it's going to have to mean that you have to change the way that you've been approaching your whole schedule. You're going to have to reprioritize. You're going to have to really think. You're going to have to make some hard decisions. A good analogy that I like to use is it's like being an editor. You have to be a very good editor, disciplined editor of your own life, right? When you bring a manuscript, when a writer brings a manuscript to an editor to get published, before they publish that book, before they take this big manuscript and they publish it into a book, what happens is that an editor will sit down, so this is a professional, who will sit down and he will very critically go through that whole manuscript and he'll start marking it up with red ink. And he'll start taking out all the fluff, all the extraneous stuff, all the garbage, all the nonsense. Because he knows that when that book gets on the bookshelf, in order for it to sell, that book has to be tight. It has to be concise. It can't be repetitive. It can't be filled with a lot of fluff. If it is, then no one's going to buy it. It's not going to be a good seller. So this editor, because he's edited hundreds, maybe thousands of books and manuscripts in the past, he has a keen eye for what is necessary and what's extraneous. And so he's really good about going in there and cutting this stuff up and throwing stuff out. And he's got to be ruthless about that. A lot of times the writer, when he gets this manuscript back, he gets the edit back from the editor, he'll look at it and he'll cry. Literally, he'll be heartbroken because the writer will think, well, all this amazing stuff that I wrote, half this manuscript has basically been crossed out and is filled with red ink. Well, that's because what's happened is that all that fluff was condensed down to just the juicy, concentrated bits. And for the writer, his ego doesn't really want to handle that. A good writer will understand. Once he goes through that editing process multiple times, he'll come to understand that the editor is an important part of this whole process, that in fact the editor is making his writing better. He's making the writing something that is very concentrated and something that is worthy enough to be put on a bookshelf. Because this fluff that we started with, that's not gonna fly, not commercially. Well, the same thing is going on with your life. Right now, your life is like this big bloated manuscript filled with all sorts of junk and fat that needs to be trimmed off. And you've never had a professional editor go in there and start crossing this stuff out. You've never done that. You are not a very good editor of your own life. And you certainly haven't allowed anybody else to come in and do it for you. So really, this is something that you have to get better at. This is a skill you have to develop. Is you have to say, okay, I'm really going to get disciplined here. And this is what a good writer will do. When a good writer understands the editing process, he'll get disciplined with himself. And this is what you need to do. Is you get very disciplined with yourself and you start saying, okay, this thing I'm doing here, do I really, really need that? What is it really adding to my life? Is it getting me towards my highest values and goals? How about this thing here? Is this thing doing it? What about that commitment I have to Bob? Do I even need to be meeting with Bob every week? What about this time that I'm spending over here? What about this time that I'm spending over there? You got to start really looking at it, and you have to kind of start from the ground up. Start with a clean slate and say, okay, pretend like my whole schedule is clean. What is really essential? And then you have to start adding just the things that are essential. When you do this, this is how you ultimately slay all the fat and all the demons that are inside your schedule. You cut that stuff out, and then your schedule becomes clean, it becomes minimalistic, and then all of a sudden you have time to breathe, you have time to think, you have time for a little bit of alone time so you can de-stress, decompress from your workday, and that's important. That's ultimately what you need. That's ultimately what you want, to be at a high performance peak state in your life. Now, a lot of people, what they do is they spend a lot of time complaining about their schedules. They'll complain about the fact that they don't have enough time. Their boss is putting all these demands on them. They've got all these projects that are due. They've got the kids, the wife, the girlfriend, the boyfriend, the activities, the gym, all this stuff. Not enough time, not enough sleep time, etc. If you want to master your schedule, this is principle number one, is you have to do this. You have to take full responsibility for your schedule. Take full responsibility for your time. What does that mean? That means that you are no longer allowed to complain about your schedule, ever. You are no longer allowed to complain about lack of time, ever. I want you to commit to this. And you know that there's something true here. There's a nugget here that's true. Because if you've been complaining about your schedule for years and years and years, and you've been trying various little fixes and they haven't been working, then you know what I'm saying is true here. And you're probably at the point where you're willing to accept it. And that's the truth, that until you take full responsibility and you start making the hard choices, then your schedule is never going to be fixed. And to make those hard choices, you have to say, okay, my schedule has been crazy up to now, but from now on, I take full responsibility. That means everything that is on my schedule, I allowed myself to put it there. I allowed myself everything, even everything that my boss throws at me. In the end, that's me allowing it to be there on my schedule. When you take this, when you commit to never complaining about your schedule, and you say that you have control over it all, that can be hard to do. Your ego doesn't want to do it, but it can be also very empowering, because now that means that you have full responsibility for your schedule. That means you can do with your schedule whatever you want. And that can be a big relief. Big relief to realize that your schedule is yours and nobody else's. And that if you are allowing other people to take up your time, and you are agreeing to all sorts of commitments, and that if you feel overwhelmed, that's not because there's not enough time in the day. It's not because the world is crazy. It's not because we live in the era of internet and mobile phones and texting and Facebook and Twitter. That has nothing to do with it. It all has to do with you. It's because you are allowing it to be there. It's because you are allowing these things to be on your plate. And you can always choose not to. And the only reason you haven't up to this point is because you've been creating excuses for why you can't. But I think it's time for you to realize that those are just that, excuses. And if you really think about it, then you have full control over your schedule. That's where it starts. This is the golden nugget of how to do proper time management. So practically what I'm going to leave you with here is I want you to end this video and I want you to sit down, and really what we're doing here is we're going to use the 80-20 rule. The 80-20 rule to help you figure out what needs to be cut from your schedule. That means you're going to write down all the tasks that you have coming at you every week. You're going to take a look at gym and your personal hobbies that you're doing and the work projects that you've got going and your business and your family, your relationship. You're going to take a look at all that. You're going to write down all the stuff that's recurring every week for you. Make a list of it. Then you're going to sit down and you're going to ask yourself, which 20% of this entire list, and you might have 50 things, which are the top 20% that are getting me the 80% of my results, that are getting me the 80% of my fulfillment in life? Which of these things are actually making me happiest? If you sit down and do this earnestly, what you're going to discover is that it's probably just going to be a couple of things that are really giving you a lot of happiness, and the rest of them aren't doing much. You're going to discover that 20% of your whole list is generating 80% of your results and your fulfillment in life. And you're going to find that the other 80% of that list are only generating the other 20% of your results and fulfillment. That means that you can cut out the 80%, which we'll call the fat. You can trim that fat from your schedule, and you're still going to be getting 80% of your results. And now your schedule is going to be so much more free. You can just add a couple of more things, maybe expand those things that are generating the most fulfillment and success for you. You can expand on those, and wow, now not only have you freed up your schedule, but you're also going to have more fulfillment and more success. Amazing. This is how you do proper time management. So in the end, what I'm leaving you here with is that I want you to sit down and actually do this. Until you do this, you're not going to have full control over your schedule. And before you can really do this exercise in earnest, you have to commit to taking 100% responsibility for your schedule. Are you willing to do that? Have you suffered long enough with the overwhelm and the stress in your life? I hope so. I hope you're willing to commit 100% to no longer complaining, taking full ownership, saying that this schedule is mine. I own every commitment on my schedule. I can cut it if I want to. And I'm willing to take any kind of sacrifices or any kind of costs that come with cutting stuff. I'm willing to do it. Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to design an amazing schedule for myself from scratch, from the ground up, that really honors the performance that I want in my life, that honors the peace of mind that I want in my life, that honors the things that are really making me happy in life. And that's also going to make me very, very productive and very, very successful. And when you do that, that's when you're really going to have total control over your own time. All right, this is Leah. I'm going to be signing off. Go ahead and post me your comments down below. I'd love to hear what you guys think about how to manage your schedules and how you've been doing it so far. Also, please like this and share this. Click the like button. Share this with a friend on Facebook or anywhere else. Get other people engaged with this stuff. I'm bringing you material that I want you guys to share and to spread. I think your friends are going to enjoy it as much as you guys are. And then, of course, I want you to go and check out actualized.org there. Because what we've got is we've got an amazing newsletter that is releasing new exclusive content for free every week. New videos, new articles, other things that I'm going to be issuing to you guys. It's going to be awesome. I want you to sign up there because when you do, you're going to be getting more tips along the lines of what you've been getting here. Not only time management ideas, but ideas about how to manage your whole life. How do you make your whole life more efficient? How do you optimize your life so that you are getting maximum fulfillment and maximal performance and success without all the crazy hectic stuff? Because the world is so hectic nowadays. This really takes some commitment on your part. This is not something that you're going to fix in one day with one video. But slowly, by signing up, we're going to chip away at it. And eventually, you can really transform your whole life. Transform your whole life in such a profound way that it's hard for me to even convince you of it right now in this one video. But when you sign up and you start following along with me, you're going to start to see that these little changes that I'm talking about can really add up to something pretty extraordinary. And we can create an extraordinary level of success and happiness in your life. That's what I want for you. And when you also sign up right now, you get some free exclusive bonuses. You get an exclusive 19-part video series for how to start busting your top limiting beliefs for starting to create an extraordinary life. That's free and exclusive to my subscribers. And then you also get a chance to win 2 hours of free coaching that I give away personally to one of my subscribers every month. So you want to be signed up to get a chance to win that.